Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner on Sunny 99.7 online, yourfortdodge.com. Glad to have you along with us here. Softball and baseball season in full swing, and joining me now to talk about it, the Hall of Fame coach of the number one Fort Dodge Dodger softball program, Coach Andy Adams. Coach, good to have you back on the show.
Great to be here, Rob.
Glad to have you for sure. You guys have had a busy start to the season, but, you know, Coach, you're sitting in a pretty good place. I know you've had a couple of games where you've dropped games, and we'll talk about that, and I know some adjustments that you'd like to see in some of that situation. But overall, what's your assessment of how you guys have performed so far?
I'm pretty happy with how the girls have been. Sorry, my voice is a little raspy because
that's all right.
I've been a lot of yelling.
I understand.
But, I mean, for us to think that we're, you know, going to go undefeated, you know, playing CIML teams, regardless of who it is, especially at this time, with everybody kind of in the same spot with no practices except for the 2 weeks, you know, organized practices, that is, you know, it's kind of silly to think that that would ever happen with the level of teams, you know, that are out there. And, you know, everybody has a long schedule. Everybody has, you know, a ton of games crammed into a little amount of time. And you just have to get up, work, keep getting through and learn from the mistakes that you make and show that's what's going on. It's a learning process for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something you and I kind of talked about last week and something that I keep people reminded of is the situations where you have lost the games you've lost and you've only lost two, you know, were second games of doubleheaders against ranked teams on the road. You know, situations where really, you know, I don't think that they're anything to worry about, because when you're – eyes are on the prize, so to speak. You guys are geared and kind of poised for a deep postseason run, hopefully a return back to state, and hopefully, you know, hoisting that trophy. So with that being the expectation, you are in a situation where, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at, being at your best at that point, and you're going to be in one-game situations and not in-game situations where you're playing two in the same day when we get to that point. So I don't think, Coach, that there's really anything to worry about there.
For sure. I mean, I wouldn't say worry. I just, you know, it's definitely things that we see that are, you know, some weaknesses that we needed to work on, because leaving runners on seemed to be the main reason for those losses. We left way too many runners on in the Johnston game, especially the Tumwa game. I mean, and that's just not going to happen. So when we practice, that's obviously what we practice on is moving the runners, scoring the runners, and that's what we have to do. And the point of that, you know, like I said, the learning that's going on, and you feel bad for the kids that totally, you know, played hard. Haley is part of that reason, too. I mean, Haley Wills has been pitching phenomenally. And so, you know, in the first game with Johnston, it's like, well, let's just take, you know, Jalen in off cold off third and throw her in there. Well, that's not going to work. I mean, you have to be mentally prepared, physically prepared, you know, and Haley had done a great job of shutting them down, you know, up to that point, and we just have to stick with our guns. Well, then we stuck with Haley. She did a tremendous job and literally pitched two games, and we couldn't score those runs for her. So, you know, we had a long talk about it, about, you know, people stepping it up, doing their job, because it seems to be the same people. But, you know, what we need to do accomplish the goal that we want is everybody 1-9 hitting. But to be honest, that's everybody's goal. And you ask anybody, what's your goal? Win a state title. But you can't just throw that around there. You have to be able to execute, work, and have the players that are able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a difference between having that goal and having the realistic expectation or the realistic goal of that. Everybody wants to win one. Very few teams are contenders. You're coaching a team that is contenders and kind of the favorite, depending on who you ask, around the state. Now, you've had a great start to the season. You guys have hit the ball well. You did touch on some of the issues you had leaving runners on base, and you have had that at times. Do you think that the leaving runners on base, though, some of that is credited to the quality of pitching you've seen in those games against Johnston and Ottumwa?
Well, absolutely. I mean, anytime you play Johnston, you're going to play a team that's very well coached. And you know, they just have a lot of great players and a lot of numbers. you know, they have as many players as possible. They have 28 kids in the dugout. So, you know, you've got enough people there where they're going to do some damage. And Atumwa, she's a first-team All-State pitcher, and she's a senior. She wants it just as bad as everybody else. And she pitched the first game. We were lucky to squeak out that win. And then the second game, the other pitcher pitched about two innings, and then they brought her back in. So that's a horse that literally pitched almost three games herself. So, you know, regardless of what's going to happen, you have to make sure that you put everything together. You know, do your job. And that's the thing. We didn't do our job. And so we worked on that. And so I think we're in a good spot right now. We're ready to just keep moving forward. You can't think about the past. You need to let it go because there's nothing we can do other than learn from it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Something tells me that your voice being hoarse had something to do with that, leaving those runners on base, those issues.
For sure. I mean,
look, I get it.
What I do, I just yell regardless.
Look, I get it. Yeah. I'm a former high school basketball coach. I would have been hoarse in any interview from about 2 weeks in to the end of the season. So
sure.
I get it. You know, I totally get it. Now, last week we talked, and you guys were going into your home invite last week and had Newell Fonda and Winterset and Harlan able to sweep the home invite. Now, today you've got Dallas Center Grimes. Is this an invitation that you're playing with them, where you're playing multiple games, or is it just a one-game set? How's it work today?
It was originally going to be an invite and kind of an invitational with us and Ankeny Centennial, who's also been playing really well, and DCG's been playing very, very well. They got some great pitching, great offense, and great defense. I mean, everything basically you need to win. And I've known Steve Shalafsky for a long time. He's just, you know, he's a championship coach and Hall of Famer, and he does a fantastic job. So, basically, we were supposed to play Centennial and DCG. However, what happened is Centennial had graduation. They rescheduled the graduation for that day, so they had to pull out. So
oh, okay.
What we're doing is a JV varsity doubleheader. So.
Oh, okay. So you'll play two at the varsity level against Dallas Center Grimes today?
Yes.
Okay. And what time's that start?
I think it's 11:45 and 1 for the varsity, and the JV's at 10.
Of course, that's on the road at Dallas. On the road at Dallas. Yeah.
I think literally all of our toughest games are on the road, but that's okay.
I'm looking forward to Monday, Coach, because I'll be back out on Monday at Harlan Rogers for the doubleheader against Des Moines Roosevelt. You guys will have them coming in Monday starting at 5 o'clock, and we'll have those two games on right here on Sunday 99.7. So looking forward to getting a chance to see you guys again for sure, and hopefully you could continue what you've kind of built at this point. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys are doing. I was doing a little research, and I've got to credit Eric Pratt for some of this research because I piggybacked them off of him a little bit. But I saw where Jalen is in the top five offensively in several categories in the entire state, and so is Logan. And we talked a little bit about Logan last week, and now she's got the home run record, career home run record. Those two hitting over 600 for you, that really is something that is incredible. Do you worry about teams trying to pitch around those two as we go forward? I know you've seen a little bit of that so far.
For sure. I mean, we had to fix that against the Tumwa clearly because it was only going to be a matter of time before they started pitching around Logan. And if you sandwich Logan with Jalen, you know, and TK, that's pretty tough because you won't be able to walk anybody then. And so that definitely seemed to work against Marshalltown. But the key, too, is just understanding that the kids, you know, can be put anywhere. And that's what we're looking for is, you know, kids to step up in certain positions. You know, we've had some bumps and some bruises and, you know, kids, which we figured would happen. We just don't, you know, we're trying to figure out certain positions, you know, things like that. You know, Martina Lowry had to sit out a second and we'll have to for a few games with a little bump on the noggin and, you know, just have to put her through the protocol, make sure everything's good to go. But, you know, when doing that, you have to put yet another young player, you know, in or, you know, change up a lineup, which is not necessarily what we want to do because, you know, it's basically we only have 4.5 weeks to get ready. And so we're trying to build the lineup and then we have to try to fix it. But I'm lucky because I have all my players can play multiple positions. Sure. That's the key. But yes, I'm very, very proud of him. You know, the top is absolutely killing it. And when you can lead in several of those categories, that's what you want to do.
Absolutely it is. Now, you brought up a point that I did not know about Martina Lowry at this point. What are you doing at second base while she's out, and when's her expected return?
Well, we've tried a couple, you know, some people, but, you know, second for us is very similar to what a shortstop would be in any other position, because the pitchers, you know, pitch, you know, the ball a lot to the outside or quickly, so a lot of the balls go to the right. So you have to have somebody be able to scramble, you know second base, know what story, you know, and it can do with her a lot of things like that. So we've been trying, you know, lots of different people, but it's kind of be kind of ironic for tonight or yesterday we were going to, you know, have her sister try there. And so it's kind of funny because, you know, they were joking, yeah, my sister thinks she's going to take my spot. So it was kind of funny. But, again, it's just good to see us be able to have kids step up in multiple times, you know, for each other, especially when Jalen didn't have her, you know, range of mobility with her ankle, which is getting better. But, yeah, I mean, Martina's our second catcher, and normally we want her to catch the second game. But, you know, you got to be careful. It's about the kid's safety, so we got to make sure it's done right.
Yeah, and when you talk about, you know, bump on the noggin, possible head injury, you know, that's something that certainly you can't take lightly. You know, Coach, this is a different time than when you and I played. You know, when you and I played, you got your head racked and you just, you know, if you could stand and count to five, you went right back in there. It's a different time now, and it needs to be a different time.
But, you know, we're making sure we take the right steps, because when do we want to be great, now or, you know, at the end of July?
Right.
So those little things we look at.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. Coach Andy Adams has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, I appreciate the time. I know that you are really, really busy this time of year, and I appreciate you making time for me. And looking forward to seeing what you guys do today at Dallas Center Grimes. Another tough test, another tough opponent. And looking forward to seeing you guys again on Monday against Des Moines Roosevelt. And we'll have those games right here on Sunday 99.7 for 5 p.m. first pitch on Monday. So looking forward to seeing you guys in action again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rob.